Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Classroom of the Elite Season 2, as recommended by CJ from Anime Anonymous.
Oh, nice. Good shout out, by the way. Great podcast.
Indeed. But before all that, we were talking about just some of the great anime that's coming out here in the next couple of weeks and shows that we're looking forward to, and Truck-kun becoming a more fleshed out idea for it becoming its own anime and story in general. If you want to catch a part of the wider conversation, go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want, you can always join us live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. We usually stream there whenever we record our podcast. So feel free to come there and hang out with us. And let's go ahead and just really kind of dive right into the meat and brotatoes. Classroom of the Elite Season 2 came out in July 2022 and ran all the way through September 2022. A couple studios for it are Studio Habari, Movic, ATX, Kurokawa Media House, just to name a couple of them. Studio for it is Lerche. The source is a light novel. The genres for it are drama, psychological, and school. And it's 13 episodes long. I would honestly have to kind of border on heavily dealing with the psychological portion of it. This one is very much more psychological compared to the other ones, compared to the
big time
to season one. This is definitely a lot more of a psychological anime, to say the least.
Yeah, that is an understatement of this century. Whereas before, I feel like there was, you could follow it a whole lot easier, and they showed you a lot more stuff. Here, it's conniving.
Yeah.
To say the very least. And you find out a lot of stuff, but it leaves you with even more, in my mind, questions. You find out that not just the students are the ones you have to worry about, even faculty straight up lie to get their own ends met.
Yeah, but largely the faculty, You're only really learning about one faculty member that's doing that, and then they get called out on it. So you can't particularly say that, lump them all in together with it.
Well, here's the thing. You are correct. It's a one-off, and I dislike it when anime show the children being smarter than the adults. It's like once you hit puberty and once you hit adulthood and you go to your job and stuff like that, all of a sudden, all of your knowledge goes out the window. Your common sense, your ability goes out the window. And the kids that are showing, that are coming up, like outshine, outgun, outmaneuver, outmanipulate. I dislike that because there's got to be a reason for it. You know what I mean?
No. No, there doesn't. There does not need to be a reason for it. I'll tell you why that there doesn't need to be a reason for it. Because of plot.
I agree with you.
There you go.
Plot is a massive thing here. But the reason why I bring that up is here, they actually show that not all adults are useless, which is nice in my opinion, but not necessarily all adults are competent, which is frustrating. And some adults end up looking out for, in my mind, the betterment of the student or the betterment of the kids. And there's a lot of different abuses that went on here that surprised me that they were willing to show. Nothing too adult, but like just bullying to a very alarming degree.
Oh, yes. And it's not nicely done either. Like it's weighed heavily psychological. Yeah, it's like psychological scarring, type, oh, I know that this used to happen, so I'm going to really lean into it now and make you suffer because of one small incident or whatever it is, because someone over there says one thing, we're just going to make your life a living hell, or and it's,
yeah, whether it's true or not.
Exactly. And then you have Ayano, dude is like goes next level in terms of psychological games that he plays. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy him, but ooh,
yeah,
makes you wonder, like, who hurt you to get you to this vindictiveness, this manipulation?
Well, he even comments on it, right? So to kind of backtrack, you know, from season one, season two, it's just a literal continuation of it. Life, you know, it continues right where it left off from season one. So they're back on the cruise ship from the island for that examination. And as they're sailing on, they all receive a text message saying, hey, guess what? By the way, there's still going to be another test while you're on here. And as a result of this test, you know, you're seeing like the real vindictiveness start to shine through in every aspect. Before, you saw it like you had entire classrooms that came together, tried to strive forward. They really didn't do anything vindictive or mean or anything like that. However, on the ship now, and everyone's having to work together, you can see that next level. You can see how everyone truly is acting and participating in that regard. And it's kind of messed up.
I mean, to be fair, you knew from the get-go that Class C's, I don't know, leader, class rep,
yeah,
he was not a nice dude.
Oh, yeah, so but like, it's not even just Class C that does it, though, right? You can see, like, some of the mind games and things like that for the other classes at the exact same time. And the turmoil, it's just that for him, how he chooses to approach things, it's vastly different. Ryuan, just like, he's a dictator, he's a tyrant, he wants to go through and rule everyone in such a manner as like that, whereas of the other ones, they choose to try and rule through other means.
The thing that got me is, yes, he's a dictator, all right, fine, is he dumb? No, like, he's, if you call him a leader by force, I don't think that'd be 100% correct, because he's a leader, honestly, by ability too. He's a natural born, in my mind, he's a natural born leader, specifically for these people, because they flock towards the competent, and he exudes competency.
Yeah,
from what I can see,
exactly, he does 100%. But at the exact same time, he does rule through. Not just through competency, he rules through fear and show of violence. Like, he is not afraid to
fist.
Yeah, he is not afraid to mess people up. Like, in any regard, he is not afraid to do that at all.
Surprisingly so. For instance, in the case we're referring to right now, I believe we're referring to the same case. When someone in his group decided to kind of betray the class, he was like, all right, I know someone did it, now if you just tell me who it is, I'm not gonna get mad. No one says jack shit, no one says anything,
because they know the truth. They all know the truth. Well, they're gonna get messed up no matter what. Like, it's not that he didn't know who it was, he knew exactly who it was. He just sat down in front of them.
This is where he's just flexing his mental might. And also physical, Mike, because he's punching stuff in, and he's articulating everything with a, I'm not going to say extreme, because it's not extreme, but he's articulating his words with punctuations, like every time he'd say something that he found to be important, he'd punch the wall. So you would know it's important too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So manipulation all day long, highly manipulative.
Yeah.
And for that class, solid leader. And he goes after these three girls. And the reason that they decide to betray the class is because they're embarrassed by their own action. At least I assume they're embarrassed.
No, he blackmailed them. Like, straight up,
Yes, they were blackmailed because they were being.
He straight up, he blackmailed them. That's not why they fall. They didn't follow him because they felt bad. It's like, no, he straight up, like, because one of the rules is like, there's no violence. You can't fight.
Okay.
Like,
I thought violence was allowed so long as not like no major damage was done. And I thought they were doing it because blackmail is technically, you don't want this exposed. I thought it was due to embarrassment, not due to the possibility of being expelled.
Yeah, no, like, legit, the repercussions are, like, you can get in serious trouble. And that's why in the first one, there was such a big thing over, like, who's threw the first punch and whether or not it was self-defense because they fought and everything like that. And it's like, oh, no, we tripped and fell. We're backing out of our argument. We tripped and fell. And that's what we're going with. And then all of a sudden, everything stops. That's why it's like, you don't want us to tell you, or you don't want us to show that there was actual physical violence. And that's one of the really big things for it, is because they push hard on, you cannot be physically violent. Well, that's why there's also cameras everywhere too. And that's why when they had that fight, they took them to a place where there weren't any cameras in the first season to help pressure that. And whenever they're talking about doing anything with violence or anything like that, they block out the cameras to make sure that there's no witnesses as to what actually happened. It's word against word, and whoever has the most proof and the more persuasive argument are going to be the ones that are able to convince and get the end result they're hoping for.
Well, the thing that got me is I don't think they discourage cheating, and I don't think they discourage...
They do.
Malicious.
They do discourage cheating because they said if you're
caught.
Well, they discourage you. Anyone caught cheating, which in itself means cheating is being discouraged. If you're caught cheating, you're expelled. And that's one of the things that they also say. So you can't say they don't discourage it, because if they don't discourage it, they wouldn't say you will be expelled if you're caught.
Well, here's the thing. This was highly reminiscent for me of the Chunin exams, the written exams that Naruto took place in. They discourage getting caught. And the reason why I say this, if you think about it, there's cameras everywhere, and there's got to be even hidden cameras. So obviously, if you know about the hidden cameras, you can bring that forth and you can use that. But they're the excessive amount of finance and luxury that this place offers, you can't tell me they don't have every square inch monitored.
I can tell you that they probably don't, because there's no place that has 100% every inch monitored. Okay. I mean, like, this is a school too. You have to kind of keep that in mind, that this is not a top secret facility. This is a high school. So they're not going to go through the extremes for it. But you also have to remember, even when, in terms of fighting and everything like that, when one of the guys got kicked, she's like, oh, you just got kicked. And he's like, no, I didn't. I just slipped and fell. Like, literally, that's what he says. Yeah. It would become a word against word, right? And that's so it, at that point, they even talk about saying, as long as no one says anything, the teachers will not pursue it. No, they will not pursue it as long as they are not told that they need to pursue it. Okay. So you can't say they discourage it, or rather, you can't say that they only discourage one portion of it. They discourage all of it, because there are severe repercussions if you're caught, but they're giving the people, the ability to make those choices themselves. Hey, what's up, two cool dudes? We are talking about Classroom of the Elite Season 2, and we're talking about whether or not cheating is discouraged, or just being caught is discouraged, and talking about whether or not violence is discouraged, and whether or not, you know, if people are being able to get caught.
And here's my evidence to support the idea that being caught and being caught essentially is what is discouraged rather than, or is punished rather than the act itself. the red-haired guy in the middle of the festival, full-on rears back and haymakers his own teammate. And his Again. Teacher walks up. I know, but hear me out. You can't say that that place isn't monitored. You cannot tell me that place isn't recorded.
Right, but here's the thing. It's not just a matter of, because they had video evidence. They had photographic evidence, right? Mm-hmm. It's at that point, it becomes a matter of story. So in front of witnesses, and here's the other thing, because they're talking about he's able to manipulate it. He's able to change it. And he's able to have witnesses help influence his side of the story. So it doesn't matter. So it's not a matter of him being caught. It's a matter of him, like, and as far as anyone's concerned, he's not cheating. He's just going around. He's just, you know, doing
using the violence thing.
Right.
Using the violence argument. Uh-huh. Let's say you hit me in front of a teacher. They see what happens. You and I both know that violence is not permitted. It is an expellable offense. They see you rear back, the fist land. And I say, I tripped.
Well, they didn't.
Are you telling me?
So what I'm telling you is. Which teacher?
The female teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she here's the other thing.
Well, that's they not what point I saw, out. But if that's what you say.
Exactly. Because that's the thing. It's not a matter of being caught. It's a matter of what can be proved. And the teachers aren't paid or forced to proceed forward against things where the students aren't going to make the case. If so-and-so said, I got punched, he would be expelled. It's not a matter of being caught. Again, it's a matter of what can be proved. While she saw it, she has to have other people that also go along with it. While they have the end all be all authority where they can do whatever it is, whatever the teachers want to do or pick your flavor. It's a matter of,
I was going
to
say,
no,
I'm not going that route. She almost expelled our main boy in the first season because of a whim. At least that seemed like she had the ability to.
Yeah. And then he calls her out on it and says she doesn't have the ability to.
Oh, okay. Because in my mind, again, they don't prosecute, like if it was cheating, they don't prosecute you cheating. They prosecute you getting caught and having someone else complain about you.
Right.
Same thing with the physical thing.
So let me put it to you like this.
Rick,
let me put it to you like this. All right. If you're in school and you cheat and you're not caught, are they going to prosecute you? If you cheat, okay. There you go. But cheating is discouraged, is it not?
Yes.
There you go. Same thing. They aren't caught. You can't say that our school in high school just discouraged us being caught, but they didn't discourage the act of cheating. They just discouraged cheating. If you cheated and you got caught, you had consequences. If you didn't cheat,
I agree.
And you didn't get caught, or if you got caught cheating, you got consequences. If you cheated but didn't get caught, you don't have to worry about it then, you know? So
that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, they don't discourage the act of cheating. They discourage being caught.
They specifically said, if you are caught cheating, you will be expelled. And you can't say that it is not the same thing. You can't say, well, they discourage you being caught cheating, but they don't discourage cheating. No, literally, if you're being discouraged to be caught cheating, you're being discouraged for cheating. Like, you shouldn't be caught cheating because we don't want you to cheat. And if you're going to cheat and you're caught, you're boned. You can't say, well, they encourage cheating. They just don't want you to be caught. It's like, no. That makes no sense whatsoever. That is ridiculous. You can't say that. You cannot. I will not allow you to say that. That is how ridiculous that is.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
In season one.
Right.
Was it cheating? Was it cheating having the answers before the test?
They specifically said it's not cheating, and it's a part of the rules where they can reference and look at and use old tests, and they only cycle the tests. That was never a rule saying they couldn't.
Okay.
In the second one, second season, she had a piece of paper rolled up with all the answers on it. She could be expelled for just having that on her. And Ryuan even pointed that out.
Okay.
Kikyo had the piece of paper planted on her with all the answers on it.
Again, it
Ryuan said,
No, Rick,
there is no, they only discourage being caught. No, because if you're caught, you're expelled. They discourage cheating. Like they say, you can, if you are caught cheating, you will be expelled. You can't say, hey, we discourage you cheating, but we want you to cheat. No, you can't have that. It's like saying,
well, I feel like they encourage it.
Rick, it's like saying, hey, bro, I want you to shake my hand and I want to chop off your hand at the same time. But while I'm chopping it off, I want you to continue to shake my hand and keep it attached to your body. Can you do that? Can you continue to shake my hand while I chop off your hand while we're shaking? But I don't want you to you know, have it separate from your theory, body
while you at make all. The attempt to do it. My job would be not to. So
No,
the correct way to think about it.
No, see, that's the problem, though. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to say, hey, I want you to say this one thing. And this one thing that I'm saying you can't do, you can totally do this other thing. No, you can't do both. They don't want you to cheat. And if you're caught cheating, you're expelled. They're not saying, hey, we don't want to catch you cheating, but we want you to cheat. At no point did they say that. And it's in the rules. It says you cannot cheat and that you should not cheat. And you will be expelled if you're caught cheating.
Here's my frustration on that. And it's, you and I have a very fundamental disagreement on this one particular thing. In my mind, the way everything was set up, it feels a lot like the tuning exams where they...
This isn't Naruto. Cheating. You can't compare it to...
I agree, but it's a similar situation.
No, it's not. At what point do they have ninjutsu where they're able to do miraculous feats like ninjutsu, that?
Bring more stuff into it? It's just
that, it's not that the tuning exam. It's not. It's a straight up exam to see whether or not they can continue forward. This isn't a tuning exam. You can't compare it. They aren't saying, hey, we don't want to catch you cheating, but if you're caught cheating, we'll expel you, but you're okay to cheat. That's ridiculous.
Well, they didn't say that in the tuning exams either. They said don't cheat in the tuning exams.
Thank you.
They said that.
Exactly.
However, said what they mean are two different things.
CJ, since you're here and you've seen it, let me ask and Goose. All right. Since you guys are in here, let me ask you this. If you're being told, hey, if you're caught cheating, you'll be expelled. Is that a way of saying, they want you to cheat, just not be caught?
Well, no. See, you're a very straightforward guy. So if you say it, you mean it.
CJ says, no, that's a pretty flat.
You're a very straightforward guy.
That's supposed to dissuade you. Exactly. So here's the problem, CJ. CJ. Rick is saying that they didn't dissuade them, from cheating in the exam, that they only threatened to expel them, but didn't want them to not cheat. They wanted them to be able to cheat. They only said that they were going to expel them.
Wait, in this show or in the tuning exams?
In this show.
In this show.
Yes.
So my argument, in a nutshell, is... the whole system is built for you to take advantage of certain situations, cheating being one of them. They don't want you to get caught. You're not supposed to get caught cheating because everyone's cheating. They're just really, really good at it.
Not everyone's cheating. Like, literally, you only have a couple
with
people that are going...
of Class A, because we don't really see them, but you have people who betray their whole class.
Right, because they're making backroom deals. But again, that doesn't mean that the school's encouraging it. That doesn't mean the school's encouraging it. That just means that those people are doing something, and if they are caught, they're screwed.
This whole thing was about them laying down your rules, very black and white. And their job, in my mind, the way that everything worked, their job was to see the rules and then find the underlying meaning, because it was doublespeak the entire time.
Let's move on. Because there is, dude, honestly, like, we have other people on our chat now that are literally saying the exact same thing as me, that are saying, Rick, bro, if you're in school and school is telling you to not cheat, right? That is not saying don't get caught cheating, but it's okay for you to cheat. It literally black and white, even in this school, don't cheat. If you get caught cheating, you're expelled. That's how the students choose to go about it is beyond me. What they're going to do is up to them or whatever it is. But honestly, you have a bunch of people now that are saying you're ridiculous. And if you're being told not to cheat
by a bunch of people, there's CJ. The other two people in the chat said they haven't seen the show.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of people, as in CJ and I, are saying this at the exact same time.
All right. That's fair. Again, maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong many, many, many a time before. I'm allowed to be wrong this time, too. I just don't understand why they see blatant cheating and don't do anything about it.
Because the school wants people to own up to their mistakes, and they called them out on this during the other one. So season one, in case you forgot, they were told, like, you're giving money and you're rated and you're scored and everything like that. And only the teachers mm-hmm. know the true scoring of it, right?
Yeah.
If they're cheating, there's penalties for it.
But they're not expelled, even though one of the rules says that you'd be expelled for cheating.
Right. But I'm saying that there are rules for it, right? And they're saying don't cheat. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because there are penalties for all of that. Don't be violent. There's penalties mm-hmm. for that. Don't do this. There's penalties for that. But they're also trying to force students to own up themselves, to be adults, because that's one of the things that the school is pushing them for. It's pushing them for adulthood. It's saying, look, you're going to go out in the real world and you're going to have to deal with all the shady stuff. And while we may know what's going on, we're not going to say you're caught by looking at you. We're going to say you're caught if your peers help support the fact that you were caught. Because we can go up there and we can say this. And as we saw, one of the students got punched in the face. He's like, no, I didn't get punched in the face. She's like, are you sure? Because I could have swore I saw you get punched in the face. And he says, no. Yeah. Okay, well, we can't pursue it any further because it doesn't matter if they saw it. You have people that are saying the exact opposite of it. Everyone at that point is dead set against what's happening. It's like, no, that totally never happened. Well,
what I'm saying is if you were going
to court and they said the exact same thing and you have everyone there and everyone said they didn't see it, doesn't matter what the one person saw, you can't prove it, right?
No, I agree with you.
But what I'm saying isn't that they shouldn't, that they're encouraged to cheat, which is what you're saying. What I'm saying is they are discouraged to cheat and they are told severe consequences should they be caught.
Uh-huh.
They are not encouraged to cheat. I cannot stress that enough. They are not encouraged to cheat. They are discouraged to cheat.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
We can go on and on about this one particular thing round and round, and I have a feeling it would just take an hour and a half and it would waste everyone's time.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm right. Now, to a certain extent, I agree.
Like the classroom where homeboy wasn't by himself?
What?
Like how in season one, Kyotaka or Ayano Koji wasn't in a room by himself, or was he in a classroom by himself? And I can't remember. Actually. Did he end up in a classroom by himself? Episode 11, maybe 18 minutes in?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know what? In fact, I actually remember sending you a screenshot of that.
You might have. I don't get notifications.
It was actually on Discord, and I called it out to you, too. So
I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, everyone else saw it, too.
In that case, I'm probably wrong. I just feel like what you just said was everyone, the adults know what's going on, that cheating is an expellable offense, but they don't expel you because other people didn't catch you, but they will demerit you for the money you make every month. So either they do it or they don't.
Right. But they're not encouraging it.
Okay.
Which is one of the things that you're hard up on saying is that they're
because I feel like they do are not. Because it's either an expellable offense or it's not.
Rick, in what way did they encourage cheating? Tell me that. If you
expelling them.
If you can tell me, like after she had said for the pairs during this, if you're caught cheating, you will be expelled, right? Yeah. After you're told that, okay. If you can point out an instance where they were caught cheating, not for physical altercation, but for caught for cheating, can you point out one instance where they were caught cheating?
I'll have to rewatch it.
Because
the only instance I can possibly think of is when that chick had the notes in her blouse and she was essentially blackmailed afterwards because it was an expellable defense. And if, as you said, the adults see everything and they demerit you, they would have seen that.
They would have seen it there. However, by going with that logic, they saw everything. She didn't even know she had it on her until Ryuan pulled it out. And he told her.
Possessions are intense.
And Ryuan told her to get rid of it. I understand you're going with that logic, but if during the test she didn't pull it out to use it, can't say that's cheating. Now, can you?
Having it on your person, it was not allowed. It's part of cheating. The reason doesn't matter.
She didn't pull it out. She didn't use it during the tests. Everything on the tests were completely her true, authentic answers. At no point did she reference. Though. At any point did she reference that those test notes that were hidden on her? No.
On that note, were you not allowed to give out the tests to somebody else? Were you not allowed to have those answers? That's what you're saying, right?
I'm saying she couldn't have it on her while she's taking the tests. Just
in general, those answers, the reason why they were illegal or not illegal, but there was cheating was because you weren't supposed to have the other class's answers, right?
Well, she couldn't. Yeah, you could say that.
No,
yeah.
Not her, just in general. You're not supposed to have that?
Yeah.
So what happens when she sold the two other tests to the other student? Is that not cheating?
No, that's cheating, but they didn't have the real tests anyways.
But it doesn't matter.
It most certainly does, because by your logic, possession is 9/10 of the law. They were in possession of true false or true tests. They were in possession of fake tests, of fake answers, just mock tests, if you will.
They were believing it was accurate, though.
They can easily just say it's study material because those aren't the real tests. Those aren't the real answers.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I just pointed out an act of cheating because they believed they were getting the proper stuff.
No, he knew he wasn't getting. He knew he didn't get the right stuff.
He was only mad and upset when it wasn't accurate.
No, he knew even before then.
And why did he go with the answers to get the wrong
to get at her? Because she thought she was manipulating him, and he's like, "No, you're not."
So he intentionally gave everybody the wrong information, got the lowest score, got the demerit essentially for the entire class because he wanted to prove
CJ a point to somebody from a different class. It's literally like real school. Even if a teacher thinks you're cheating but has no proof, they can't do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, according to what you're saying, they see everything. So that technically,
no. The proof you is there. Told me that they see everything.
You told me they see everything.
You told me that there are hidden cameras everywhere in the school.
There must be. And you agreed with me in that sense because you're like, well, they give you a personal score of how much money you get. And every time you do something bad, it gets taken away. So you agreed with me on that point. So that means they must know something that they're not acting on.
I'm not saying that they can't. But what I am saying is they can't say that they're cheating if there's no proof that they're cheating.
Okay, so how can they dock you on pay if there's no proof?
Well, I didn't say they got docked on pay for cheating. Did I? Did I?
I mean, you did.
I said they get docked. The actions of what they do, whether they are nefarious or otherwise, can be held against them and used to help dock their pays and rating the class. At no point did I say that they were caught cheating.
They wouldn't be caught cheating. You're right, because they would have been expelled.
Oh, so they didn't get caught cheating. And they are being discouraged from cheating by threat of expulsion. Cool. Thanks for agreeing with me. Because you just said that no, they didn't get caught because they didn't get expelled. Exactly. Because they didn't they get didn't caught get cheating. Caught
in the sense but they're you're saying, not. But apparently they did get docked in well, I'm not we can't say, even say that they did. We're we assuming don't know. They did.
Exactly. Because of what the way exactly. said originally. Because we don't know if they're being docked for it. But I will tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are not encouraging cheating. Like, at no point did this ever encourage cheating at all through the entire school for anyone, for any of the tests at any point in time. In fact, there's people that are discouraged from doing it. And it's like, hey, you can really mess up all this stuff if you do this. If you don't play by the rules, the rest of your class gets hurt. So if you don't do this, the rest of the class gets hurt and you get hurt. And if you do this,
the case, how come every time they list the rules for the whatever event they're going for,
mm-hmm.
our main character goes, well, what they really mean is this. So it's doublespeak. What they really mean isn't what's up there. They're trying to get you to interpret what the rules actually are. Given their outcomes, given their potential outcomes, given their things like that, you're meant to push the boundaries. For example, giving questions that were too hard to see where the line of rejection for those questions would be.
Right.
So you're not supposed to take everything according to the way the show went. They're not supposed to take everything at face value.
But they're also not encouraging people to cheat. And that's the thing. That's what you keep going for is like, oh, no, they're totally
saying that because it feels like it.
But just because you feel just because backwards. It feels like it doesn't mean it's reality, dude. It just means that that's what you want. It's like,
no, it's not what I want. It's yeah, what I it see. Is. Like,
then
I
would take why every... are you dying on this hill saying that it is what they because want?
If you and I were in
they
there,
are encouraging you and I would fail hard CJ by following says these lines. They are encouraging thinking outside the box, not cheating. I agree well, with that 100%.
That's not cheating.
How is what's thinking to say outside
doesn't the... include cheating?
Rick is seeing all the yarn connecting on the board. Yeah, you know what? I agree with that 100%. Says
red yarn. Red yarn. Specifically red yarn.
You're right. So, well, Rick chooses to live in his delusion of, yes, cheating is A-okay, and no, it doesn't really matter.
It's
the rest
A-okay.
Of us will live in the reality of they are discouraging cheating, and there are severe repercussions for that. And we will now continue on with the story of Ayano Koji being psychologically tormenting poor Kie, that poor girl.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, he did kind of mess her up a little bit by witnessing the bullying, holding back, and then kind of bullying her himself. And it was just frustrating, to say the very least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goo says, you can think outside the box known as the rules. Yeah, I get it. I understand where it's coming from. That said, I feel it's open to interpretation. Simply because you and I have a difference of opinion on it.
Rick, the police tell you murder's not okay. Don't get caught murdering someone. Does that mean if you think outside the box and you murder someone and dissolve the body or whatever else, right? Does that mean that you can murder someone? I mean, like, if we're going to go, let's go with that. Let's go with that extreme. Let's go with your logic.
Using that logic. Okay. Going to the logic.
Yes.
You're only in trouble if you're caught.
Okay. Well, there you go. So a lawless wonderland is all Rick needs. CJ says the police would high five him. Yeah. You know what? Probably. Probably.
They'd high five and everyone start clapping as I walk out with my fist in the air, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
No, honestly,
it's bad or it's bad to get caught.
You said both things. You know, I am moving past it and I keep trying to move past it. Guys, stop trying to lure him back. All right. We're moving past it. All right. So anyways, the psychological games in this are severely harsh. They do a lot more in here for it, too, at the exact same time. Like, you can see how Ayano Koji really reacts and thinks about other people. And he even talks about it in the end, too.
Well, I mean, in the end, there really wasn't an end. It was very unfulfilling, very similar to the first season. Starting to see a pattern. Unless they tell it's the last one, like, I don't know. But yeah, the way that this was set up, we finally get to see his father. We finally get to see what's going on in his personal life. We hear about the White Room. We don't really see it anymore.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It's frustrating. It left me with a hell of a lot more, I'd say, frustration than anything else. So this was not a satisfying conclusion. It felt like it was, if you're on a roller coaster ride and you came off the initial dip, you went through some loops, had a good time, and then you reached the breaking point that's about the middle, and right before you're released to a speed correction, if you will, so you don't come into the second part too fast, that's it. You get off at the speed correction.
Right.
So it feels like they stopped mid-season.
Okay. No, that's a fair point. I mean, like, it definitely feels like they shortchanged it. Like, we were about to get some answers, and then they just threw the brakes on and just, like, said, hey, we're done. We're done for the moment, is what it feels like. In reality,
it seems like it'd be a fantastic way to get you to watch season three, assuming it comes out immediately afterwards. You know what I mean?
Well, we already talked about it coming out in January.
No, we have, and I agree that it is, but the way that they set that up, if they wait too long, the fanfare, I feel, will die out.
Well, I mean,
the frustration will end up being more than the show's worth, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, like, it'll be like a year and a half since it's been out when it finally comes out.
Oh, geez.
We're in 2023 currently right now. This... When I said it came out in the year 2022, I meant literally the year 2022.
Yeah, I was thinking winter 2022 into 23. But yeah, that's way too long.
When I said July 2022 through September 2022, I meant literally July 2022 through September 2022.
Yeah, I was tuning out at that point, apparently. A year? That's a heck of a...
That's not that bad.
For that kind of ending?
For time frame for when season two comes out, really, it's not bad. For the next season? Yeah. Honestly, I mean, like, there's some that take years before we get a season two. Some come out relatively quick.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know of any other show that stops that way.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of shows that stop halfway through their season just to come out a few months later, but they do that too.
I'm not quite sure which ones you're referring to.
Jobless Reincarnation, just off the top of my head, Jobless Reincarnation, they did that for season one and season two. Then you have ReZero season two did that. They had First Core, Second Core. And then you have Attack on Titan, the final season, which comes out in parts, multiple parts, with durations in between each part. Overlord has 3 years in between season three and four.
Damn. I mean, yeah. And then CJ says way too long. The hype definitely died out for it. That's kind of my point.
Right. Well, this isn't 3 years. So
no, it's not 3 years, but the ending, it didn't even give you a fake conclusion.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Either way.
All right. Sarcasm. That's what that face means, says CJ.
I'll have to get my granny glasses because I can't see that.
All right. We can honestly continue on with this. I mean, like, honestly, we spent most of our time just arguing the fact of whether or not Rick believes cheating is allowed in everyday life. But I feel like this is a great spot. In this
show, yeah.
In general, because you have very loose understanding of, you know, what is encouraged and what is not.
In this anime, I agree.
For life. Liberty.
I don't think you'd be my friend if that was the case.
That is so true. I think we would have a lot more problems if that was the case.
Yeah.
All right. Seriously, though, I totally lost what I was going to say. On a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
Not high. And only because of the ending. Like, everything else was great. The mind games that everyone was playing, the cheating involved, the potential, like, I don't know, the setup, the chess moves that were completely out of left field. All great stuff, all fantastic for a longer season, but the ending just blew it. But you did mention there's a new season coming out, so that is confirmed, so it's not all bad. I would give this a tentative 5. CJ called it. Yeah. It's like he's in my head. Yeah, I'd give it a 5 because, like, everything was great except the ending. It's a tentative. I might change it in the future once season 3 pops and then things are better, but yeah, I'm giving it a 5.
Okay. For me, I'm going to give it a 7 because I enjoyed it a little bit more than you, obviously. I'm going to, the part of the reason why I'm giving it a 7 as well is because I like the psychological aspect of it too. And they definitely, showed, Ayano Koji's more, true colors, I guess you could say, as to who he really is and how his thought process actually is behind it. Artwork was still good in this one. A lot of it was really solid across the board. Music was when it was there was really, really well. The scenes and traumas that a lot of people that actually went through, the psychological games that they played in this, really well done. So yeah, that's what I'm going with. Next week, you do you have a movie in mind or a short series or something? Rick,
I really want to do Howl's Moving Castle, but I don't know if we've done that before.
I've done that before.
Fair. So maybe not that one then.
How about Princess Mononoke?
It's a Ghibli, yeah?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, that's another one. Yes, I highly recommend. Yeah, you do that one.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to do Princess Mononoke. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Very much appreciated. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, which we really didn't talk about too much, just in general, just let us know your thoughts process. In all honesty, love to hear from you. All our contact information and everything like that is available on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. You can go there, check us out, and you can also find all our affiliate links and everything like that in the show notes as well. Would love to hear from y'all. And if you want to hear some of the pre and post show that we usually do, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you actually want to, you can join us live at twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. We usually stream our recordings live and you can hear all our unadulterated, uncensored, unflabbergasted and aggravating arguments and disagreements and agreements live. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.